Paul, a few of you guys were saying it was a bit of a challenge on the back-to-back for them, just getting ready for this one here tonight and getting the game underway. What did you see?
Yeah, we looked challenged in the first especially. You have your whole group kind of be behind the game. We weren't particularly strong tonight in any department of the game. Power play was good for the 4 minutes or so that we had, but other than that, we weren't a good hockey team tonight.
Standpoint, is the break coming at a good time then, Paul?
It is. We got some key pieces in terms of our structure and how we run our bench that if we've missed, we've done actually a great job of kind of surviving and getting wins without them. But we'll be able to get it, we hope, get a bunch of those guys back.
What was your message to the group before they went on their way?
Don't talk to Ken on your way out.
Successful.
Huh? Well then.
Did you like the energy that Matthew Perreault gave the top unit?
Yeah, you know what? We had no sustained pressure, really, and Matty will get on the puck a little bit. I thought Blake needed that tonight. So we just made a few adjustments and would have made more, but we were going okay, got it to 2-1. Still, we weren't great. I mean, we couldn't get anybody to the net and had a hard time getting pucks to the net, but... We'll regroup, get some rest, and get back at it.
Were you surprised you didn't get more of a lift from the kill on the 5-on-3?
Well, it was good, good kill, good blocks, but there was not a lot of lifting going on.